Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Hello everyone, you have got me for the whole show. I'm going to give you my insight into decluttering and how I declutter and some tips on how you can declutter. So here we go. Today we're talking about something that affects every single one of us, whether we realize it or not, and that is decluttering. Now you might be thinking this is as simple about tidying up your home, putting things away or getting organized. But actually, decluttering goes much deeper than that. From a feng shui perspective, clutter is stagnant energy, or what we call blocked qi. And when energy cannot flow freely around your home, it is also cannot flow freely into your life. So if you've been feeling stuck, overwhelmed, lacking clarity, or even struggling to move forward in certain areas of your life, your environment may be playing a much bigger role than you think. Because when you clear your space, you quite literally create room for your life to expand. So let's begin with a simple but powerful question. What actually is clutter? Most people think clutter is just mess, but in reality, clutter is anything that drains your energy. It could be clothes you no longer wear, items that are broken or no longer work, things you keep out of guilt, unfinished projects, paper piling up, and I mean paperwork, even digital clutter, you know, all those pictures on your phone that you've taken of everything and you never actually get around to looking at. I mean, I know someone who's got 60,000 photos on their phone. Unbelievable. And also you keep them on your computer, apps that you don't need. Clutter isn't just physical. It's emotional and energetic too. Very often, clutter represents the past. It holds memories, attachments, and sometimes even unresolved emotions. And when we surround ourselves with too much of the past, it becomes very difficult to step fully into the present or move confidently into the future. So a simple question you can begin asking yourself is this. Does this item support the life I want to live now? If the answer is no, it may be time to let it go. Now let's look at how clutter affects different areas of your home and your life. So let's start with the bedroom. Your bedroom is all about rest, restoration, and relationships. If the space is cluttered, it can affect your sleep, your mood, and even your emotional well-being. One important tip here is to look under your bed. Or if you have one of these beds that opens up and you put your blankets or everything in there, you need to look in it. You need to see what you're keeping. If you're storing items underneath, especially things connected to the past, this can create subconscious stress while you sleep. Ideally, keep this space clear or only store soft, gentle items like spare bedding, which is what I said, but bedding you're going to use, not the one your grand and granddad gave to you or your mum or your dad. We just want the good stuff in there. You know, I'm not going to go into the feng shui of the bedroom, but clutter generally is in your wardrobes or in that side table, which when you go to bed, you just go, oh, I'll just chuck that in there. And then you never go back and see if you would ever use it. You probably wouldn't even use it, but you just couldn't be bothered to take it downstairs. So the bedroom is one of the big clutter areas. And seriously, as soon as you start to declutter it or make it more organized, things start to change always. Right, how about your hallway, your entrance? Your entrance represents opportunities coming into your life. If this area is cluttered with shoes, coats, bags, Wellingtons, it can symbolically block new opportunities from reaching you. So keep this space open, welcome, and easy to move through. Think of it as the mouth of the energy key, where energy enters your home. It's like always keep your front door clean as well, so that the energy can come in easily. Let's go to the kitchen. Now, what can we say about the kitchen? The kitchen represents nourishment and also your relationship with abundance. And you all know about my books, Feng Shui, Your Way to Abundance. The kitchen is the center of everything. It's where your wealth is, where everything is. It's super important to make sure this area is clutter-free. Clutter here, especially expired food, overcrowded cupboards or broken utensils, can affect how supported and nourished you feel in life, let alone not allow the abundance to come in. A simple step is to clear out anything that is no longer fresh, useful or working. Now that sounds an easy thing, yeah. You know, you could go to your fridge and you just, oh right, get rid of the milk, oh that's overdue, why have I still got rhubarb in my fridge, that sort of thing. But more often than not, when I've gone into, for example, my mum's house when she passed, and I went to the cupboard, expiry dates on things, just because you think it's pickled, it's going to last forever. It's not, right? So go through those cupboards. Make sure you give yourself absolutely the most perfect cupboards full of all the good stuff. I have a very good friend, Julia, and I can't ever wait to go to her fridge. And she knows when I go around there, I'm going to open it, because she makes the most amazing, she eats the most amazing food and makes the most unusual things. And but her fridge is, it may be full, but it's all fresh. So that's what I'm saying. The other thing that people tend to do is put shelves up with like a million books, right? That's fine. You can put all your cookery books up there, but use them. You know, they just collect dust. So just, even if you just pick them up and move them around and dust them off, you're starting, because you can't let go of them for whatever reason, is your choice. But as soon as you start to move them around, the energy starts to move, and it's a very good thing to do. So we go to the living room. This space reflects your relationships and how you connect with others. If it's overcrowded or disorganized, it can create tension or make it harder to truly relax and connect. Create space and allow the room to breathe. So what is in the living room? Let me think. What's in my living room other than a few rescue cats? A table in the middle, yeah, which you just, you know, have the remote controls on, or magazines that are out of date or whatever. So I'm a minimalist, yeah, but I have got friends who are, have the most amazing lounges with everything placed in certain places, and it just looks awesome. But don't keep Auntie Madge's vase just because she gave it if it doesn't fit in with the room. Give it to somebody who would truly love it. So I think I might have explained that in a way that you'd understand. But yeah, decluttering is, when we think about the living room, it's where we entertain our friends, etc. So we need the energy to be really high in there. And you need to remember, your home is a mirror of your inner world. So as you go through your house, it needs to represent you, what you want and what you don't want, and how you want things to be. So just for now, we are just going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we come back, I will be giving you some more tips on how to declutter your house.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, hey, so I'm back. So now, one of the biggest challenges with decluttering is not the physical act. It's the emotional attachment. Because we're not really holding on to things, we're holding on to feelings. You might recognise some of these. I spent money on this. I can't get rid of it. This was a gift. I feel guilty letting it go. What if I need this one day? Or this reminds me of a certain time in my life. But here's a gentle reframe for you. The purpose of that item has already been fulfilled. It may have brought you joy once or even served the purpose in the past, but it doesn't need to stay with you forever. We can acknowledge it, appreciate it, and then release it. A beautiful practice is simply to say, thank you for serving me, and then let it go and give it to somebody who wants it. Our stuff is not always clutter, but it's clutter in our life, but it will serve other people a much better way. Now, let me give you a simple and practical way to begin decluttering without overwhelm. And I often say, and I do it myself, right, I'm just going to do 15 minutes decluttering and I'll go to a kitchen drawer because I have this drawer. Have you got this drawer? That I throw everything in, from my keys to my batteries to anything, yeah? And it builds up into pure clutter, or I don't know, you know, you've got a fish pond and you've got to stake the stakes down. This is my drawer, right? And you've got that drawer. So what I need you to do, and I think it's really important to say, is just do 15 minutes. Do not try and do the whole house at once. Try and do a room or a drawer. I always use, as I said, one drawer, one shelf, or one small area. Small steps create momentum. Often when I start with just say I'm just going to do 15 minutes, I may end up spending half an hour. And what I tend to do is always put a lot of music on, very loud music, my favourite, so I feel quite embodied by the energy in the room. And I can literally, and if you do it, can start to feel the energy change. You know, say you're doing the drawer out, it's amazing feeling to just put it all out, clean out the drawer, obviously, and then put back only what you need. And do you know how many times you go into that drawer and you think, oh my God, I've been looking for that. Yeah. So it's super important that you do this, just so I'm saying. So you need to use the three categories. Now, I've got into the show, you know, 15, 20 minutes in, but this is what I probably should have said at the front. You have three boxes: a keep, a donate, and a discard. Now, I didn't say bin, did I? I said discard. Keep it simple. The three boxes. So the stuff you're going to keep. Should we do the wardrobe? Let's do my wardrobe, right? This is an absolute classic for me. I have to have an organized wardrobe because I don't have a lot of time when I'm going out to do things. So you're going to laugh at this, right? So I took all my clothes out of my wardrobe. I do this every season. So spring, summer, winter, whatever. And I put all the clothes on the bed and I look at the ones that I really like. You know, I've got a skirt that looks like it's just come out of a movie. And I absolutely love this skirt. I've worn it once, but I have to keep it because it's part of my what I want to do. If I was suddenly called up to an awards, I could put it on, I'd feel amazing. But what I do is I put them, all the jeans together, all the blue jeans together, all the black jeans together. Then I go through my cupboard and I put all the blue all colour coordinated tops together and the same with dresses. No, I wouldn't say I was a control freak, but I just don't have the time. And if I'm looking for something really important that I need to know where to get hold of it. So as I'm doing the wardrobe, I'm building up this, as I say, keep, donate, discard. And I think of people that I know would love the item that I'm going to let go of. Not allowed to say which was my favourite shop to go in, but it's a high street shop. And when the new season comes in, you'll always find me just popping out. I'm just going to have a quick look around it. Other shops I do online, but this particular shop, it's outside of the shopping centres. It's by itself. And I just love, ever since I was a teenager, going in there. So I allow myself to go in there. But what I will do is have one thing and then let go of a thing. That's the way I do it. I also put all my hangers the same way. Why wouldn't you? But if there's something when I'm putting it back in the wardrobe that doesn't feel that I will ever use it, I turn it round, the hanger round. So it's the opposite way to everything else. So when I do my next declutter or clothes thing, 3 months' time, if it hasn't been turned around, I've got to be hard on myself and I've got to let it go. So for each item, ask yourself, do I use it? Do I love it? Does it support my future? If the answer is no, it's time to release it. You need to remove the items immediately. If you keep them in the house, you'll take them out of the box. Oh, you'll have that. Well, I really do like that. Or maybe I should keep it moment. So this is very important. Don't leave bags sitting in your home. Move them out straight away, whether it's to the donating, recycling or discarding area. Otherwise, the energy still stays in the house. So I'm just going to stop for a minute and I'm going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to give you ideas on how to cleanse your space and also the most important areas of your house and how to declutter them.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I'm back. So I said about cleansing your space. What's cleansing your space mean? Once you've cleared the area, refresh the energy, open a window, let in fresh air and light. You can also set an intention for the space, something as simple as, I welcome fresh, positive energy into this area. Also, you can sage the area. Anyone who knows about saging, you can buy it off of, off of Amazon, and then you can get it delivered or you can buy it in a shop, and you just light it and smudge the area. So you're just bringing in all the best stuff that you can. Now, remember this, right? Decluttering is not perfection. It's about momentum. We get all excited that we're going to do it, and then something happens, like, something comes on the TV and go, oh yeah, I'll do that later. No, set your time to do it and do it. Don't fall away from it. So obviously you've heard me talking a lot about the different areas of the house. But let's talk about decluttering for abundance, because this is where things get really powerful. In Feng Shui, clutter can block the flow of wealth and opportunity. There are certain areas to pay particular attention. The southeast of your property, so from the centre of your property at 120 degrees, this is the specifically traditionally connected to the wealth energy and good fortune. I also, in my book Feng Shui Way to Abundance, I give you the northeast, which is 60 degrees from the centre of the house, because knowledge is there, the eight star, I explain that in the book, the eight star. And it's really important. So in my house, right, the northeast and the southeast outside, I have water features. One is a pond in the southeast, and outside the northeast, I have a water feature. Inside, what have I got? Nothing. I may have, and I do have, a manifest board in the southeast, particularly this year, 2026. And that has on everything that I want. But the actual area, all it has is a light. And the same for the northeast. Actually, my washing machine's there. So the energy keeps going. If this, either of these spaces are cluttered, stagnant or neglected, it can reflect in your financial life. Now, listen to this again. These two areas will affect your finances. And as soon as you clear, declutter, you will see a change. It is an everyday thing. Also, to get everyday items like your handbag or your wallet. You know, I've just changed the subject a little bit there because I just remember something in my mind and I wanted to tell it to you. So your wallet, your purse, your handbag is very important, because whatever is in there is what you're pulling in. Now, I used to have a pound note, which is many years ago. And I thought, oh my God, this is, you know, and I wrote all manifest words on it. And I was being taught by somebody and they went, you've got a pound in there. I was like, yeah, it's a lucky pound, you know, blah, 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 blah. I go, no, but that's what you're inviting into your purse is a pound. And that made me think. So I let go of the pound. But you might have an old bus ticket or something. I mean, we don't have that now, you know, in fairness. And I think all my credit cards are on my phone, which also can be a way of creating clutter, because in there, in my wallet on my phone, I've got old apps, for when you go into certain shops and you can get rewards on it. And I don't go in those shops anymore. So you should take them off. You should only have the apps that you actually use. I seem to be diverting everywhere at the moment. So it says here also, when I've been working on it, it says, if your purse is full of receipts or old papers or unnecessary items, these can symbolically restrict the flow of money. So I hope I've made that quite clear. Often women will have a massive bag with, you know, from a brush to a brolly to whatever, and that is where she keeps her money as well. Or a male might have a rucksack or something, and his wallet goes in there. So whatever's in that rucksack around that wallet is also the stagnant chi. Also, go around your house, right? and clear out anything that's broken in your home, especially things you've been meaning to fix for a long time. Broken items represent stuck energy. You know that lamp that the bulb doesn't work and you can't get the bulb anymore, but you really like the lamp? It's not working, is it? So it's broken and you can't fix it. So it's time to rid of it. So I'm a great one for affirmations. So here's a simple affirmation you can use. I create space for new opportunities and abundance to flow into my life. Simple. Okay, let's think. What about if you didn't have helpful people in your life? And by the way, that's from the center of your house, that is 330 degrees. What does the northwest look like to you? Is it cluttered? Is it full of stuff? Or is it clean and tidy? Now, an interesting thing about the northwest is that it's helpful people, which is one of my favorites, because it brings in this people to come into your life. I have a missing space, and so I paint my steps to make sure that the energy is right for that area of the thing, which is actually silver. So silver and white. The other area is the relationship area. Right, okay, how's your relationship? Have you got a great relationship with your dog, cat, but no partner? So that from the center is 220 degrees. And this is the area you need to be clutter-free. Not keep your knitting in it or keep your hobbies in it. Putting it things that your hobbies should actually be kept in the northeast, just so you know. But keeping it things that will bring into your life a new partner. Or if you're in a really happy relationship and you want to keep in it, then add things that are about the pair of you. But no clutter. And do not have a picture of your dog in that area unless you want to be in a relationship with your dog for the rest of your life. Not that that's not okay, because it's fine. But also, this is an area that you really should spend time cleaning and clearing and lighting candles and sitting there and manifesting what you really want in a relationship. So that's away from decluttering, but make sure this is very important that that area is decluttered and cleaned regularly. One of the other big areas that need decluttering, often I go into houses and people want to boost their career. And the north, so from the centre of the house, the north or 0 degrees, is your career and new beginnings. And I remember going into one person's house, and it's in my book, but I'll tell the story again. And she wanted, her husband wanted, hated his job, wanted to not work so hard in it because he was just being excessively taken advantage of. Went to the house, found 0 degrees, and it was a conservatory. And in the conservatory was nothing. There was nothing. Nobody was using it. It would have been used as a playroom at some point. Anyway, long story cut short. The feng shui for that was quite easy. We moved his desk, which was under the stairs, a bit Harry Potter-ish, and then moved it to the conservatory. And there we cleaned and cleared it, and he started working in that. Literally within, 3 weeks, he'd been given the opportunity to stay with the company, but moved into a better position, and he became more of his own boss and was able to spend more time with the family. Now, I expand that more in my book, really, but the main thing for there was it was a dead area. It was stagnant. There was dust. I think there was a few odd plants, but people have forgotten to water them. It was just one of those areas. So the energy had died. So we opened all the windows, all the doors, brought all the energy in, and boom. Just like that, he got his job, a new job, and was very happy. The other thing, have you ever wanted to be famous? Did you know that I was in Hello magazine? I wrote for them over Chinese New Year. It was so exciting when I opened my email and saw that they had asked me if I'd like to write for them, which I did. I wrote a very, let's say, basically, I wrote a very good column for them, which they used, which then the rest of the world seemed to use, because I had written about Prince Harry and King Charles, and I think maybe a bit of Andrew, saying that this year things were going to change for them. Now, what am I telling you this about? So your email box should be sorted. You shouldn't have 20,000 emails in there. When that email hit my screen, it was able to stand out, because I don't keep more than about, I don't know, 40 emails that are starred. And when I've dealt with them, and I haven't got to, like, when I'm interviewing people or things like that, they go away. They disappear into the ether and that's it. You know, they're all filed. So if I, this was New Year's Eve, remember, and it came through and I was like, oh my goodness, if my emails had been full, I would not have seen it, because it's just too, messy. Yeah. So your emails, that is a really good place to have clear. Now, the point of what I was going to tell you was that I had activated the south, which is from the center of your house, 180 degrees, and that's where fame is. And as soon as I went to write the email, I thought, oh, better go down and write a light a candle and see if they'll take it, because I wanted it. But the area was already clean and tidy, so I didn't have to declutter anything. I just had to go down. Some people might say, what do you mean activation? Some people, you mean spell, you know, like a witch. No, it's an activation. So the lighting of the red candle, which the south is red and hot, the element is fire, I was manifesting that I wanted them to take my column, what I wrote, which they did. And I'm sure they asked a lot of other people as well to do articles from that particular day. But if that area had been full of clutter, no matter what I would have done, the energy was dead there. So that's how important getting the clutter sorted is. Just for that particular moment, it just happened like that. So I'm going to leave you. I haven't given you lots of tips, but I've given you ideas of what clutter is in different areas and what you can do to do it. I've given you my examples of how I do it. So as we come to the end of today's show, I want to leave you with this. Decluttering is not just about your home. It's a powerful act of self-care. It is a way of releasing the past, creating clarity in the present, and opening the door to your future. So start small. Choose one area, one drawer, one space, and begin. Because as you clear your space, you clear your path forward. Thank you so much for listening today. And I'll be with you another day.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.